This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Why, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diets, diets, diets. Everybody's looking for the one that's going to be the silver bullet to give you the six-pack abs and get you to lose the weight. Well, the big myth is always, do you do low fat or do you low carbohydrate? And which one's better for your heart? Well, they've done some studies recently. And again, you know, remember, low fat really came out of the 80s and the early 90s. That was a lot of the research back then, and that's what was kind of hot. In the late 90s, early 2000s, that's when low or the higher fat came in and the lower carbohydrates really came in. So there was a study done at Tulane University and Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, and they did 148 people without heart disease. They were recruited, and they did, of course, a low-carb or low-fat diet, and they did a choice between the two. And the patients met individually with a dietitian for weekly visits for the first 4 weeks, and then in small group meetings every other week for the next 5 months. And they participated in monthly sessions for about 6 more months, and the intensity of the diet training highlights the challenges of staying on a diet long-term and how working with others as a team often helps you make stay compliant. So again, they looked through this in the study. They said the low-carb diet was defined as one that fewer than 40 carbohydrates a day. That's really low. When calculating your carb consumption, and the low-fat diet was having fewer than 30% of your daily calories from fat, with about 7% from fat and about 55% from carbs. So a diet is not easy. It's no easy matter. I mean, they really dug into this to prepare it and get the right results. And the weight loss results, the results of maintaining a diet were profound. At 1 year, participants had lost an average of 8 pounds. In the low-fat group, the average weight loss was 4 pounds. In the low-carb group, the average weight loss was much greater at nearly 12 pounds. That's amazing. So on the waist circumference, the low-fat group was about 5 centimeters, whereas the loss in it was about 2 inches. And the loss in the low-carb group was about 6.7 or 2.5 inches. So in addition, for people in the low-carb diet group, the amount of body weight from lean mass compared to fat improved. In the low-fat diet group, these changes were not observed. So the markers for heart health, like cholesterol and blood pressure, also changed in both groups. There was a decrease in cholesterol and blood pressure, which was great to see. So the heart protective benefits of the low-carb diet are pretty strong. So what the authors found is that the low-fat diet, although helpful in weight loss, did not reduce the risk of heart disease. And in contrast, in the low-carb diet, there's about a 10-year risk of heart disease reduced by 1.4% on average. So it taught us that the low-carb diet is better than a low-fat if you want to lose more weight and reduce your waist circumference. And if you have heart disease in the family, low-carb dieting is a better choice as it can reduce the risk over time. And if you have elevated markers of any kind of inflammation in the blood test, the diet choice may help reduce these. And finally, maintaining a diet that's hard takes a lot of work, but you've also got to have a good support group around you. If you have a good support group around you, it makes it a lot easier to kind of, you know, take you by the hand and walk with you through these processes. Really can make a big difference. But I'm a big fan of keeping it balanced. I mean, moderate carbohydrate, about 30%, 35%, and then doing your fats at about 30 to 35%. If you do that, typically your body does quite well. And, I mean, again, it's about It's about having the right kind of nutrition on board. If you put the right kind of foods in, you're going to have, again, the right kind of body composition. And it's a big, big T for overall health. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Sam on the phone. Hi, Sam. Oh, Samantha. Hi, Samantha.
I want to give advice on Candida, Epstein-Barr virus, chronic fatigue syndrome.
Okay, well, here's the deal. With chronic fatigue and you look at Candida, they're definitely interrelated. And a lot of times when you have any challenges with blood sugar-related issues, sugar can actually feed the Candida in the gut. And what happens is it creates a lot of fatigue in the body. So when you start getting a lot of brain fog or you start getting a lot of gas and bloating, many times that can be yeast, and that can lean into that whole chronic fatigue concept. Now, there's theory behind that. That's for sure. On the medical side and the alternative medical side, there's a lot of theories surrounding that. But I would encourage you to look, because as you start doing any kind of reset, maybe where you start eating a lot of whole foods, basically more fruits and vegetables, you cut out the processed foods, the sugary foods, and you kind of cleanse the body out using maybe probiotics and enzymes, really, really focusing on restructuring the digestive tract, you can notice a big difference in the way you feel. Energy levels go up and can support the body in a great, great way. So I would encourage you to look along those lines, because with chronic fatigue, there can be several reasons. There can be certain nutritional deficiencies that could be causing it. I mean, a host of reasons could be causing it. But first and foremost, you start digging in and you look at blood sugar-related issues first, and you also get into the sugar issues in the gut. That's where it makes a big, big difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web. Rheumatoid arthritis is a big one, and a lot of people struggle with it. One of the challenges in rheumatoid arthritis is understanding that it's got an autoimmune component to it. So when you've got that autoimmune condition, that's the big piece of it. So you can go to your physician, get a blood test done. They can check and see if you're considering, you know, if you think you have RA, you want to get that looked at, because, again, one of the big challenges with RA is understanding and seeing if there's any type of issue with the basics. Because if you have autoimmune, that means that the immune system is attacking the joints, right? It thinks there's something wrong with it. And there's a lot of different nutritional options to be able to do that. First and foremost, you've got to figure out what arm of the autoimmune system. This is what we call the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells. We've got to figure out which one of those arms are active and which one is dormant. And so echinacea tea and green tea can help you figure that out. There's a whole protocol. Go to the website, radio. You can find out the protocol to help with that. It makes a big, big difference. But once you figure out which arm is active and which one is dormant, that's where you really begin to thrive, and that's where you really begin to put that dimmer switch on it and can calm things down. So if you have any kind of tenderness, swelling in the joints, you've got any deformity of the joints, you want to go to your physician. Morning stiffness that's, you know, hard to move, and it really takes a while for the body to unwind. You have any kind of whole body symptoms such as overall fatigue, loss of appetite, tight, low-grade fever, and unexplained weight loss, go to your doctor, tell them what's going on, and let them see if just some of the basics and the testing can reveal if it's rheumatoid or not. If it is, then there's some great standard medical treatments for it. You have to get on some kind of good eating plan and have someone guide you in that process. That is critical to make sure you find that out, because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're getting the right kind of nutrition to support the body. Autoimmune systems are challenging, but they can be managed if you have a good nutritionist and a good team member there with you. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. If you're looking for a new lifestyle change, a lifestyle plan, and you need a brand new system, our team members can help you along the way. Just go to the website, and our team members can help you go to that next level. There's a free, if you go online, there's a free little thing you can fill out. It's an entire lifestyle plan. You just go in, you fill out your height and weight and all that kind of information. It's really, really cool. Check it out. Also, our new app is out, OnCall Radio. Check it out in the App Store for your iPad and your iPhone, all that sort of thing. You can catch the show whenever you'd like. Plus, you can ask a question through the app. It's really, really cool. Check that out there as well. Let's go to Bob now. Hi, Bob.
Talking about post-operative anxiety disorder.
Yeah, that's pretty common. Your doctor's probably going to give you some anxiety medication, which, you know, again, it's for the short term. I don't really like going that route personally just because some of the benzos that they use, benzodiazepines, can be a little bit on the addictive side. So a lot of times you might want to start supporting GABA levels, which is one of the main neurotransmitters. It chills the body out. It's one of the inhibitory neurotransmitters that can just really pipe everything down and chill you out. So GABA is one of the top ones you can use. Certain foods can help with GABA, and certain ones you want to avoid, too. The ones you want to avoid are salmon, spinach, beans. I know, those are health food, right? Some of the almonds, hazelnuts, and Brazil nuts are ones you want to steer clear of. And a lot of the grains, the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, even oatmeal and barley are ones you need to steer clear of just because they can be quite the challenge into your overall neurochemistry or your brain chemistry. And it is. It's one of those challenges that if you steer clear of those, the body can function at a greater level. It doesn't mean that everything's going to go away because you may end up having to use and look at certain vitamins and minerals. I mean, B6 has been known to be helpful for brain chemistry as well as tyrosine. But if you do the B6, it's a version called pyridoxal 5-phosphate or P5P. So the pyridoxal 5-phosphate is another big one that you'll want to look into. And again, build a good solid plan from there. Obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, is an anxiety disorder. It affects about 2.2 million adults. It's characterized by a lot of involuntary recurrent obsessive thoughts and repetitive compulsive behaviors. So people that have OCD have both obsessive and compulsive behaviors. Common examples, which are usually kind of disturbing and feel uncontrollable, include fear of germs or illness, fear of harming yourself or others, and the idea that everything must be orderly and symmetrical. Common compulsions, which are usually performed with making obsessive thoughts stop, include excessive cleaning, constantly double-checking things like doors and locks, and repetitive behaviors like counting and tapping to reduce anxiety. OCD is often associated with other mental illnesses and related disorders. One is schizophrenia. So a diagnosis of OCD is associated with higher rates of schizophrenia. According to the Journal of American Medical Association in the psychiatry edition, children of parents with OCD are also more likely to develop schizophrenia and schizophrenia spectrum disorders. More research is needed to identify the risk factors that are common to OCD because more research is being done on schizophrenia, which is a big one. Depression is another big one that we find. Now, major depressive disorder, people that deal with that are 10 times more likely to have OCD. So the two really go hand in hand. There's a lot of hopelessness, appetite, weight changes, and a lot of interest in daily, loss of interest in daily activities. And some people with OCD find that the OCD symptoms get worse when they're experiencing a depressive episode. So those really go hand in hand. And unfortunately, a lot of eating disorders go with this too. So up to 13% of people with OCD have an eating disorder like anorexia or bulimia. And a lot of experts really have looked into these similarities, but the behaviors and the symptoms of the conditions really go hand in hand, and it makes the diagnosis quite challenging. Bipolar is another big one. It goes hand in hand with this. 5.7 million Americans have bipolar disorder. So it's a mental illness, if you don't know what that is. It used to be called manic depressive. So it's an illness contained with extreme shifts in mood. So one day you'll have somebody, it's like Jekyll and Hyde. So one day you've got someone that's really up, 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 and they don't sleep much, and they're getting a lot done, and then they're just really down. I mean, so down in the dumps, can't even get out of bed hardly. So it's the severity of both swings in both ways. A lot of substance abuse, too. Anxiety disorders like OCD and substance abuse go hand in hand. About 20% of people with anxiety disorders also have an alcohol or substance use disorder. And this is all found in the Anxiety and Depression Association of America's journal. But the excessive drug and alcohol abuse may be used to self-medicate. That's why a lot of people that use medications, they're trying to calm everything down and deal with OCD and a lot of cognitive behavioral issues. It's quite challenging. If you've ever dealt with someone or had a family member that has any of these type of conditions, it's quite challenging to say the least. But there is hope. And there are a lot of great nutritional supplements that can be helpful and foods, which are my favorite. Plenty of fruits and vegetables and your omega-3 fats and vitamin D3 are great ways to go to support that. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website oncallradio.com. Let's go to Harry. Hi, Harry.
I have a hand that's sleeping, and when I lay down, on my left hand, my ring finger and pinky finger, it wants to go to sleep. I want to know what is that and what's causing that.
Yeah, it's coming from your neck. Believe it or not, it's coming from the base of your neck. So a lot of times what happens is, so the nerves come out of the lower part of the neck, they go in down through the shoulder, into the arm, and into the fingers. If you start getting numbness and tingling in the fingers, typically you got to look at the base of the neck first. That's the root cause. You've probably got some degeneration in the cervical area of the neck. There's some great products like Amino Active that can help lower the inflammation naturally. It's called Amino Active. And then also I would see either a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician that can work on manipulating the spine in a proper manner that would obviously be non-surgical, that can get good relief in that area and reduce the pain and the inflammation, which would reduce the stress on the nerve itself and can hopefully reduce a lot of that paresthesia that you're having down into the fingers. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272 coming up. We're going to jump in, grab more questions about your health and also a little bit of social media when we come back. Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Food allergies we were talking about, and just a big, big issue. We're seeing it more and more. We're seeing it not just with kids, but also with adults. And you can build up sensitivities in the body, like with things like wheat. Cow's milk, dairy has a protein in it called casein. Some are allergic to soy and peanuts and tomatoes. There's a lot of different allergies out there. It can trigger quite a bit within the body. Wheat has a protein in it called gluten, and we've known of a pretty serious condition called celiac disease, and it can be life-threatening. And most people don't have celiac, but yet they still have a gluten intolerance or a gluten sensitivity. And, of course, gluten is in just about every grain that we have, flour-based food in America. You think about it, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of the different flour-based foods they're in. And, of course, it can cause a pretty serious reaction. A lot of people get tired. They can have things like chronic fatigue. They can have a lot of different issues that can be challenging. So we've seen that a lot with gluten. But food allergies and food sensitivities are something that we're seeing more and more. And there was an article that came out. It says the largest study ever to track childhood food allergies in the U.S. shows that they may be more common and more dangerous than previously recognized. And I'm so glad that they've done this, because I've been a big believer in this for a very long time. The study is a detailed survey of families with at least one child younger than 18, showing that 89% of kids under 18 are allergic to at least one food. And the surveys for about 38,000 children were completed, and studies, including a government survey published recently, in this article. And it's interesting because with that high of a percentage, so many kids that we're seeing are being challenged with these different food allergies. And a lot of kids are not being really tested for that. And it's pretty incredible. But they're saying in this study that allergies to peanuts were the most commonly reported. And, of course, milk and shellfish allergies ranked second and third. Tree nuts, eggs, fin fish, strawberry, wheat, and soy rounded out the top nine of the food triggers. This study shows there's a very high or higher than we thought prevalence of food allergy in the U.S., said Susan Cheval, who's a physician and a pediatric allergist at the Cohen Children's Medical Center in New Hyde Park, New York. She was not involved in the study, but yet just commented on things that she saw. We see this in our clinic, Cheval says. Tons and tons and tons of food allergies, she reported. Many food allergies in children are mild and will fade over time. But in other cases, reactions to food can be dangerous and even deadly. A new study offers that one of the first estimates of the severe reactions in children, showing that many kids with food allergies experience severe symptoms such as wheezing and anaphylaxis, which is characterized by difficulty breathing and sudden drop in blood pressure. I don't think people quite understand food allergies, says a study researcher, Richard Gupta, who's a physician and master's in public health. He's assistant professor of pediatrics at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. It could be something that is life-threatening, and it possibly could cause death. We will see more in the days to come as we continue to follow the study. So interesting is they're doing a big study on food allergies. I think that it's been a bigger culprit than we thought. And matter of fact, that's why so many times if you change someone's diet, no matter if they're a kid or if they're an adult, no matter what they're struggling with high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, depression, no matter what someone is struggling with, if you change someone's diet, no matter if you're a registered dietitian that's been ordered by a physician, or if you're a physician that knows what you're doing with diet, and you change someone's diet radically, you will see a shift in their health. I don't care what their challenge is. You will, if they're making the right kind of changes. And this whole field of medical nutrition therapy, which is really what the dietitians have called their own now, the American Dietetic Association, I'm a big fan of, by the way. It's a great organization, and they've actually really jumped into this medical nutrition therapy. It's covered by insurance. Medicare is covering it now, and it's great. I think it's fantastic. I think that it's much needed. I think the RDs are bringing a strong element to medicine and to healthcare in general, and the reason I'm a big fan of that is because I think it's an area that's been left out, and physicians, for the most part, really don't have the time to go learn that. There's enough to learn in medicine on its own. And trust me, I mean, there is enough to learn. It's a lifelong process. You're never learned in that field. You're always learning. And it's most physicians will tell you that they just don't know. It's just not an area. And that's why they brought in the RDs and have really trained them, I think, in a great way. I think there's more to learn. And I think that they're changing their curriculum up quite a bit to especially with the new food, like it's not even a pyramid anymore. It's more of a circle. It's a plate that they've come out with. And things are getting a little bit more balanced, a little bit more organized. And it's good. But someone has to lead that rein, and they are now. And so with food allergies, I think we're going to be studying not just food science more, but this medical nutrition therapy and the effect of nutrition on disease process. So when someone has an off-center blood test, now we can go in and there can be changes done to their diet specific to what's going on in their lab test, and that can be an adjunct to therapy that's already going on with a physician, whether it be certain medications that need to be for the treatment of a certain disease. They can now change foods, and it's all working in tandem. It's just a lot of people are opting not to go to the RDs and then opting not to get help with people that really know what they're talking about with diet, and that really has to be your foundation no matter who you are and what you're dealing with, because our food is our foundation. You change what you put in your body. Remember that your body can only make the kind of cells that it can make, good cells or bad cells, based on the foods that you put in. So you put junk food in, the likelihood of you making junk cells is very high. You put good food in, there's still a likelihood of making some junk cells because of genetics, but it goes down substantially. Matter of fact, down to about a third, if that. And they're finding out now that even the American Cancer Society are kicking out statistics that around two-thirds of cancers could be eliminated if we would simply change our lifestyle. Now, that is a big quote. That is not me saying that. That is the American Cancer Society, which a lot of people have a respect for. It's a great organization. But the researchers, as they're going through all this, I think they're finding more and more that our environment and our lifestyle play a big role in our overall health. And some of the environmental factors we really can't control, but there's a lot of environmental factors that we can control. And so if we don't, if we're not learning to do that, if we're not learning to make the right choices in our life, then shame on us. Because we have a responsibility to ourselves, to our kids, to creating an environment in the home, to pack lunches for them when they go to school so they're not stuck eating certain lunches and not knowing what kind of ingredients are in there, not knowing what it's been cooked in, all those kind of things. We can't control that as parents. And I think that with diet being as important as it is and our lifestyle choices being as important as they are, we have to go to the next level. So next level health is really where we all need to be going and pushing toward. For our kids, for our grandkids, for our own families, and for the generations to come, it's just very, very important. And I'm glad that a lot of the studies like this with food allergies, they're digging in and they're saying, hey, we realize there's an area that we really haven't tapped into that we really need to study more. And they're starting to, and the eyes are being opened, and they're saying there's a little bit more to this. Nutrition, there's more to lifestyle, there's more than what we've been seeing for the last 50 years. And I think that our health will continue to improve. And as healthcare in general is leaning more toward prevention with shifts and changes, as we all know in Obamacare and the new proposals that are out right now, then we're going to see some changes because prevention is going to be an emphasis. We have to educate, have the proven evidence-based studies, and then move forward with our healthcare system so that we can really begin to teach what health is all about. Not sick care, but health care. 888-283-7272. Check us out. Let's go now to John. Hi, John.
Oh, and I'm quickly becoming a fast convert.
You know. Well, that's great.
Yeah, and like I said, I've always been into natural health, but it's nice to see somebody that has a radio show other than internet that's on the ball. Anyway, I had a question. I heard you talking about your ACL injury, and I eat a lot of anti-inflammatory foods, but I have a few structural injuries myself that things like that probably need surgery in the long run. That maybe the diet has been helpful, but I think I might need something for more function. And my question to you is, how do you feel about a couple of different surgical options for, say, these type of injuries? One, say like a torn rotator cuff or something like that, instability of the shoulder. And two, maybe a degenerative disc. I played a lot of sports, played a lot of football, and I've also did a lot of hard labor and had a few car accidents here and there. So that's what I'm dealing with, things like a pretty loose shoulder and a probably a damaged disc.
The disc is where? Lower neck? Is that where it's
talking lower about? Back, like lower an L4, back. L5.
Okay. Well, I don't think that surgery is a bad option for either one of those. I think it needs to be the last option. There's a lot of better choices you could make first to kind of rule all that out and then make that your last choice. So let's go with the shoulder first. So are you overweight?
No.
You're not. Okay. Are you active? Are you able to go to the gym, work out? Or I don't know. Are you into fitness? Do you run?
Yeah,
you
walk? I'm into fitness. I can do a lot of stuff like that, but I can't really like throw a football or play things like tennis, things like circular. It's kind of a very loose shoulder as opposed to I have a more range of motion than I did. It's kind of like a shirt tackle back in high school, and it sort of like pulled it. It made it a little bit too loose in the anterior shoulder.
And it's always been bothering you, right?
Yeah, on and off.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So have you done, do you do weight training at all?
Yeah, I try to, I kind of work around it where I don't really do things like chest things and flies, but I can do more like military presses and stuff.
Okay. Have you done any physical therapy ever?
I have. It's helped, but it's helped marginally.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this. I've got a couple of things I want to ask you, and we're going to talk a little bit about your rotator cuff, but also lower back, and what to do in the situation of having a disc that's degenerating and causing you issues. Do you have surgery or not? And also with the shoulder, I think I have some really good options to throw at you when we come back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going into the break, talking with John. John's been dealing with a couple of issues, just trying to figure out what to do. One is a shoulder that, where the rotator cuff just become a little bit laxed or a little bit loose, and then a little bit of degeneration in the lower back with one of the discs, and just looking at options, what to do. Do you do surgery? Are there more natural methods that you can approach first and foremost before you go that route? And we were just discussing that. So, John, my thought is for a shoulder and for the lower back, first, number one, you always want to look at someone and say, okay, are they overweight? You're not. So that's step one, which is great. And so you've got that battle beat. That's not an issue. And you've been dealing with a loose shoulder for a long period of time. It's kind of bothered you. And there's certain exercises, like in the gym, that you can't do. And there's plenty that you can do. So you just work around it. And you said that you've done physical therapy. And that's where we left off. And so did that help you at all going to PT? Did doing the rotator cuff exercises feel like it strengthened the shoulder up and made it stronger or not?
It helped in the surrounding area of the shoulder, but I still definitely have limitations of things I want to do, like, you know, like play a throw a baseball and stuff like that. And, you know, even though things like that still limits me. I can probably live a normal life, but it may need to be structurally corrected. I'm not sure.
Have you gone to an orthopedic? Have they gone in and said, hey, it would be nice to go in and maybe to scope it and go in and clean it out? Have they even mentioned that to you?
Yeah, you know, that's probably what it does. I think inside, deep down, I'm one of those people, like, because I'm not too familiar with scoping. It's probably, it's definitely better than the old day, but maybe I'm one of those people who's afraid to go under the knife, but maybe that would be probably a good option, because a lot of the arthroscopic surgery stuff is actually pretty darn high tech and pretty good now. Maybe deep down inside me, I just had a little bit of a fear about it.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely new school. It's not old school for sure. I mean, the way that they can go in and look at it. I mean, the MRI of the shoulder, they can take a good picture and they can have a pretty good gauge of what's going on inside. And before they ever do that. And they can even, so just know that. I mean, that's one tool that they can use for sure. And they'll do that before they ever decide to go in. The other is the lower back. Let's talk about that for a second, because I'm not a big fan of back surgery unless literally you can't move or to the point where you almost can't move.
Right.
And you're just taking so many pain medications, it's ridiculous. So, you know, so where are you with the back? With the back pain, are you at a place where it's that bad or?
You know what? I can walk. I can still do a lot of things, but you know, I can feel like I can feel it hit my nerve on occasion. It's more or less something I can deal with. But they said it is that one particular disc is, you know, starting to wear.
Who's
that? So apart. An orthopedic surgeon or a neurologist or something like that.
Okay.
And they said it's sort of wearing. I always think of myself, geez, am I going to end up having to get a fusion for this one thing? I didn't know if there was any other options, because I always think, well, fusions or discectomies and stuff like that, does the back reject these foreign bodies and stuff like that, you know? So I just didn't know what was out there. I mean, so.
Well, it depending. The fusions sometimes, I mean, you just don't hear of a lot of the back surgeries turning out great.
I know,
some do, and I'm not discounting that, because the surgeons that do the back surgeries are unbelievably skilled. I mean, it's just amazing, and it's not really their fault. It's just, it really comes down to the anatomy more than anything. But the other issue, first and foremost, have you done any physical therapy on your back, or have you gone to an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician and gone that route?
I have went to the chiropractic physician, and it worked marginally.
Okay.
The osteopathic I haven't tried too much of. And the physical therapy, I will say, it, it does help. So I guess in a sense that I have it. With physical therapy, it's something that I have to be more, how can I say, religious about.
Yeah.
To really, really to stabilize.
Yeah, I would do that. I mean, this is my thought. If you're getting some relief, I would consider, you know, physical therapy would definitely be a good thing to consider. If you've gone to the chiropractic physician and that treatment didn't work, let's say you gave it a good solid 2 months, okay, which is a good amount of time. I would say a month and a half at least. If that treatment does not help in that amount of time, it's not going to help, period. And so to string you along for a long period of time is not a good thing to do. Now, physical therapy, for a little bit long period of time, there's validity to that, I think. The osteopathic physician you might want to check out with the DO, it's going to be very similar to chiropractic, so there may not be, in that regard, there may not be a lot of relief. There's a really good treatment out called decompression therapy. Very good. And some people, here's the deal, you do about 15 to 20 treatments on it. Some people get amazing results. Some people get marginal results. And again, when you're facing surgery, like back surgery, you want to exhaust every option that you have. And that's really the concept here. And so that's why I want to encourage you. You've done, you know, some treatments with certain physicians, but I would explore all of those before you ever go down the, you know, the surgery option. So you want to feel like if you ever go to surgery, you want to feel like I have done everything in healthcare known to man that there is, and it didn't work. Here's another issue. A lot of joint pain can be linked to stress, it can be linked to neurotransmitter instabilities. Nutrition plays a big role. Vitamin D plays a big role. So if you've got nutritional deficiencies in the body that blood work has not shown, always get some type of blood analysis done by your physician for nutritional components and make sure you're not deficient, because that can cause and mimic joint-related pains in the body that may not have anything to do with anything. And that could be causing and mimicking a lot of this pain that could be taken care of quite easily. So again, it's about looking at the body as a whole. Don't just focus narrowly on the joints, but look at the body as a whole. And that's the best way to go. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com.